Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads' activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeats.com. Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is part two of this week's Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer your questions. Send us your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. And we got some really good ones, including the following one. Would you read that question, please, Layla?
Yeah. This comes from Rosemary. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been hearing many advertisements for diets that promise weight loss with no bad side effects. It sounds too good to be true, but having bra overhang on my back sounds like it could be a solution. What are your thoughts?
Right. Well, you know, you're a professional nutritionist.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, when you hear these radio programs, you know, sometimes you're driving in the car and there's nothing else to listen to. I listen to some of these programs, and, you know, there's a lot of there's a pitch. It's an infomercial, of course, but there's a pitch, and there's some fact that is thrown in is that, you know, weight gain increases your risk for diabetes and many other diseases, and that's all true in science. And then there's a promise that if you follow our program, whatever program that is, that you are guaranteed to lose 25 to 40 pounds in, what is it, 40 days or 6 weeks?
40 days. And that sounds like the New Jersey diet. I think there's a doctor in New Jersey selling this eating plan for a couple of grand.
Is that what it is? I don't, because
I
don't,
much.
They don't really state, they don't state a price, but they do state there are offers where you can get some kind of preliminary consultation. It's very inexpensive that will, you know, do a body composition analysis. We can tell people what that is. And then, I think it's an opportunity for them to present their proposal.
Right, right. So anyway, any diet, first of all, that would be guaranteed, you have to guarantee that you stay on it. The problem with diets is that people don't stay on it. So when the diet fails, what is actually happening is that we fail to stay on the diet.
Right.
The other thing is the type of diet. Will it be sustainable? That's really the other thing. But yes, if you follow any diet to the letter, you will likely lose the weight that is forecasted for you to lose.
Right. I find
so
it I find,
in that way, it's guaranteed, but it's really up to the recipient.
Well, you know, but I find it fascinating. You know, what you said is partially true, is that any diet that you follow, you will lose the weight. But actually,
now, barring any metabolic abnormalities,
right,
I'm talking about, you know, the healthier person.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, we see a lot of people who, you know, especially when it's that last, 12 or 15 pounds, they have a lot of trouble losing it. You know, they exercise like crazy. And this is actually the pitch. It's a very appealing pitch of these infomercials. I find it fascinating. Is they say, look, you know, we see people at our in our program who have been exercising like crazy. You know, they run 5 miles a day and they're on the really great diets and they don't lose weight. And the pitch in these commercials is we fix your metabolic problems. We can pinpoint. We use a special technique, which I believe is some kind of electrodiagnostic testing. Look, I'm just commenting on this on the outside. I have no inside knowledge of this, but it sounds to me like they're using an electrodiagnostic test, which, in my opinion, you know, I'm not really big on these things. Otherwise, I would do it. I just don't think that those tests have been scientifically validated. But they say that using this test, they get like 3,000 different parameters on how your body is working and what's good for your body. And based on that analysis, they will give you precisely the treatment. And I don't even know what the treatment is. Is it drops? Is it vitamins? Is it shots? I mean, certainly
it's
not.
Typically a proprietary vitamin formula.
Okay.
Proprietary. And that's where,
And they say there's no drugs, there's no injections, and it makes your toxic fat melt away. And that's a very appealing notion because, I mean, here's my perspective is I never market the Hoffman Center as a weight loss clinic. I don't like to do that. because I don't think that that's really in the service of health. You know, our whole program is about, we want you to get healthy. And yes, part of getting healthy, you are, you know, if you're at an abnormal weight, you're carrying extra pounds, part of getting healthy will be to lose weight. But we want to get you on a...
That's a side effect.
That's a side effect.
Right. Yeah.
And the primary effect is we get you to be eating healthy for a lifetime, and we get you to address any kind of underlying metabolic problem you have. And I do have in my toolbox some things that these diet centers don't, because I'm a medical doctor, and, you know, if you have a thyroid problem or if you have, you know, some sort of, you know, hormonal abnormality.
Or is there a medication you're taking that's making it harder to lose weight?
We can address that, and we can even do genetic studies to find out, you know, now we're beginning to do genetic studies to find out, do you have an extraordinary propensity to weight gain? Do you have disinhibition, which means basically that you're... cravings are very difficult to control. This is not, it's not your fault. It's something that's actually a built-in satiety mechanism that some people have. For some people, it goes awry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so from my perspective, the problem with, I think you can get people by hook or crook to lose 40 pounds in 40 days. But I'm not sure that that's that desirable. I think that that's a rather precipitous weight loss. And it's appealing as a notion. If you want to get ready for, you know, Aunt Sally's wedding and you want to look drop-dead gorgeous in that new gown that's two sizes too small that you're hoping to squeeze into. But are you doing the patient a service, or are you doing a parlor trick?
Yes. Thank you for making that distinction.
Yeah. And that,
because a diet by itself is supposed to be temporary, or is viewed or perceived as temporary. And then what happens after you've lost the weight? Now you've got to maintain it.
Yeah, we say
that's the hardest part.
We never use the four-letter D word because millions of Americans have lost billions of pounds and regained billions
back.
And regained billions of pounds. That's what we do in America, is we diet. I mean, how many Americans are perpetual dieters?
Yeah.
And what's interesting is it's a little bit, you know, dieting is a little bit like gambling. You know, you go to the casino and you lose money, and occasionally you win money, but net, you lose money. And yet you keep going back hoping that... you know, when you pull that lever on the slot machine, that you're going to win the jackpot. And I think it was Einstein who said, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different result.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's, I think, part of the problem with, you know, I am concerned that creating these unrealistic expectations, you know, A, will blame the patient and say, well, you know, you didn't lose the weight. Well, you didn't follow our advice. Okay, that's one out. Another is, well, you lost the weight, but then you regained it. Because, you know, it's going to take a lifetime of behavior modification.
Yes.
Which is very hard.
Change in behavior.
Very hard. And the patients who are most successful with us, who are patients who... It's not about weight loss. It's about health. It's about they just make a decision because, you know, weight is a sort of a – you can really be ambivalent about weight. I mean, there's a lot of weight discrimination in our society. And on the one hand, you can say, look, I am proud that I'm a fat person. Now, you can make that decision. You can just say, hey, listen, that's who I am. I'm going to enjoy my life. You can make a personal – you can make a personal decision to smoke. You can make a personal decision to drink. As long as you don't, you know, get drunk and kill someone, this is a, you know, we are entitled to the pursuit of happiness in America. And so some people are ambivalent. They say, well, on the one hand, I really want to be thin. I really want to be healthy. But then at another level, they want to just be accepted for who they are. That's okay. That's okay. But, you know, we get it past the subjective aspect of this, and we try to emphasize, why don't you get really healthy? Get really healthy and exercise and be active and eat really well for your metabolic type. And then we'll see what weight you get to. And likely it'll be a better weight. But if it isn't, we're not going to, you know, scathe you with some kind of unrealistically limited diet starvation program to get you to what you think is, skinny model looks.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely, Dr. Hoffman. Yeah.
So in conclusion, to me, these programs, because I don't know that much about these programs, and I'm not going to criticize their methodology because I don't know their methodology. It's like I'm looking into a black box. I don't know what's in that black box. But I know what goes into the black box is a person 40 pounds heavier and a person 40 pounds lighter. Uh-huh. And there's something that's concerning about that that just doesn't click for me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And Rosemary, regarding the bra overhang, after you've achieved your weight
loss...
That's
the back fat.
That back fat. Here's the other thing about that so-called back fat. When it's no longer back fat, but you still have that bra overhang, you need to get fitted for a new bra size. That solves that problem.
Okay.
A lot of women don't know this.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in other words, that little number at Victoria's Secret that you want to put on, that mm-hmm. you may not, that may not be your right style.
Right.
And then, of course, hey, frankly, for some people who have fat deposits that just won't go away, there is, liposuction and tightening, because there are fat deposits for some people that are irreversible no matter how much they starve.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes it's caused by medications. It's like a lipodystrophy or something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, I don't want to get too graphic about this, but there's in the movie Schindler's List, there's a terrible,
yes.
terrible scene where
yeah.
the women are made to run naked through this frozen yard in a concentration mm-hmm. camp, and many of them are emaciated. But many of them, and they're starving. There's no question that they're being starved. But many of them appear chunky and fat. And that's not a matter of miscasting. That's just the way, bodies may be after severe caloric deprivation, is that some bodies, or you're not going to have spot weight loss
right.
with, even with starvation. It's just not, the pounds don't melt off in perfect places all the time.
Exactly. And that starvation is also an alarm in the body. That's a stress. That increases cortisol. That cortisol is going to do anything possible to keep some of that fat in those places.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wow.
I find it fascinating. I listen to this broadcast and I go, this is amazing. Because the assurance, what impresses me is the assurance with which that's delivered. And
well, it's one of the biggest industries in the country. It's such a big moneymaker because, Dr. Hoffman, for as long as we live, everybody's going to keep looking for the yeah. magic bullet to weight loss and to keeping it off.
And, people may be interested in the way we respond to this, because if we responded in a way that was insincere, we would say, oh, no, don't go there. Go to the Hoffman Center, because we get results like that. And even better, all our patients lose massive amounts of weight. We have incredible methods by which we can find out precisely what's wrong with you. And we guarantee that our results are even better. That we make you lose 45 pounds in a month.
Not just 40, 45.
45 pounds guaranteed or your money. But we don't want to go there.
Right, right.
We don't choose to go there.
No.
Because... that just feeds the monster. It feeds this diet frenzy.
It's icky to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Rosemarie. I hope you enjoy listening to our very long answer on that.
Yeah.
Okay. The next question comes from Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. A couple of years ago, I heard Dr. Hoffman discuss krill oil. He said he still prefers fish oil
right.
with generous amounts of EPA, DHA, have any research studies since then changed his mind? Thank you for any info you have, and I love the newsletter.
Thank you. And thanks, but I haven't changed my mind on that. If I listen to some more, if I hear any more krill oil ads, I'll give up. I'll just say, stop the ads. I agree. It's sort of like...
Uh-huh.
It's like carpet bombing. It's like, I give up. the amount of money that has been spent to promote krill oil over fish oil is astronomical, with claims that are really unsubstantiated. Mm-hmm. And while krill oil is a source of omega-3, I don't think it's a superior source. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, I think it's an inferior source. And I don't care that there's whatever phospholipids in there that claims that it makes the omega-3 get to where it needs to go to better. That's the claim. I don't think that's been demonstrated. And I don't care that there's some astaxanthin in there. If you want, you can, you know, have some salmon, because salmon is rich in astaxanthin. Wild salmon is red because it has, they eat the, they get astaxanthin in their systems. And farm salmon is actually fed astaxanthin, so you can get astaxanthin that way. So, you know, I just, I'm not there yet. And you know, we've actually, we're about to further diversify our fish oil selections. We don't use any krill oil products, but we have vegetarian omega-3 products for those who don't want any fish. We have, or who are very allergic to fish. We have products that are rich in DHA. If one elects to get more DHA in the system,
For brain and eye health,
For brain and eye health, or for cognitive, or for prenatal. We have forms for people who have a lot of burping up of fish oil, who have, we're intolerant. We have liquid forms, and we have super concentrated forms that have balanced EPA and DHA. But so far, I haven't found it necessary to integrate krill oil, despite the popularity of krill oil. I don't care. I'm just you know, I'm stubborn. I'm from Missouri, and you know, I'm from the Show-Me State.
I thought you were from the West Coast.
I am from California, but I'm you know, literally from California, but intellectually I'm from Missouri. You know, it's the Show-Me it's the Show-Me State. Right. They're skeptical in Missouri.
Thank you, Frank, for your question.
So we have time for one. Do we have a quick question?
I've got a quick question here.
Okay, good.
This comes from Howard. I've been wheat-free for the last 4 months after hearing your shows about wheat belly and feeling really good doing it. However, lately I heard about the health benefits of using wheat grass. Is it okay to drink this even if I stay wheat-free?
Well, I'll leave that to you, Layla, because you're the nutrition expert on that.
Yeah, wheat grass is not the same as having wheat, the grain. Mm-hmm. Wheat grass has some chlorophyll. Wheat grass can be very detoxifying and all of that. I think Howard can enjoy the benefits of
It doesn't
wheat
seem
grass.
To have a lot of protein. The protein would be the problem. I would caution, however, if somebody has bona fide celiac disease, you might be concerned about the possible gluten slight residues that might find their way into wheat grass. But remember, we're talking about the grass or the leaf and not the actual where you get the gluten is in the seed. So the wheat grass doesn't have much of the seed component. For someone with celiac disease, probably not a good idea, but for
probably not. I agree. Yeah.
But are you a big fan of wheat grass?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
For people who have a little problem detoxifying or are concerned about their exposures or things, or other people that just swear by it and feel well, go ahead.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I have done
go
it.
Ahead.
You know, it's a funny thing. It's like, you know, young kids, they do like tequila shots. And health enthusiasts, they do wheatgrass shots.
Yeah.
There's some kind of machismo about doing a wheatgrass shot.
A
you
shot.
Know, it's like dark, deep
green. I don't think you could drink a whole glass of wheatgrass, though.
Oh, no. I have done it, and I've got a really strong stomach, but when I take a shot of wheatgrass, my stomach goes... It sort of... it just scrunches down, and it's like, whoa! You know, there's something about it that's really strong, and, you know, it's certainly a source of concentrated chlorophyll, which may be detoxifying. I don't know that humans were designed to eat grass. I think in starvation situations, you know, like the North Koreans sometimes eat grass, you know, during famines. That's how hungry they are.
Poor North Koreans.
But I do know this, is that I used to observe my dog when I was a kid. I had a dog, and my dog would sometimes get sick and lethargic, and, you know, sometimes he'd throw up. And then what he would do and he never did this usually, he would eat the grass. He would go to the lawn and he would eat the grass. And it, almost like that was a tonic to whatever gastrointestinal malaise he was experiencing.
I've seen dogs do that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's like they had an innate craving for something green and possibly detoxifying. So maybe there's something to that on that level. I don't know how scientifically validated it is, but...
Yeah.
Well,
but thank you for your question, Howard. Enjoy your wheatgrass juice.
Knock yourself out on the wheatgrass, because I think, you know, and I'm glad you're feeling, hey, if he's feeling better on the wheat-free diet.
Totally. So many people do.
Go for it. All right. That's all the time we have for today's edition of the Intelligent Medicine Podcast Q&A with Layla. Remember, Layla Mutin is our Hoffman Center nutritionist. Together, we solve your health problems at the Hoffman Center. And there's a pathway to seeing Layla individually. You can see us both, of course, get a complete workup at the Hoffman Center, or one pathway that can be more economical is to get her nutrition advice. We confer on each patient, and you can see her as well. Just call the Hoffman Center and arrange an appointment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us, Layla.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
And this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.